It's Thursday afternoon. That means one of our favorite people here on the show comes on to tell us what is happening this weekend. Todd Walker, Todd About Town, is joining us now with some of your suggestions as well. Todd, so happy to have you back on the show.
Hey, Jordana. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm trying to respond to some of the people that have either had requests about learning about what's going on around town, or it's been nice, people have been sending in ideas of places that I would have never thought of. So to start with, yes, we are in the midst
So wait a minute, Todd. Do people just stop you on the street and say, hey, Todd, you should talk about this on the show? I haven't heard you talk about that.
Yeah, it was interesting. One listener actually sent in an email, but then I was just simply out and about and in St. Paul, and one listener said to me, who is a devout Catholic in the area of all these Irish Catholics here in St. Paul, and said, hey, I listen every Thursday and hear all the great recommendations, but I'd love to know your thoughts on different fish fries. And I said, Tom, I'm going to share that thought, and I'm going to share some fish fries. So I'm about to do that. Yeah. So I you know, continue letting me know, and I will add them as I can. And I do go to fish fries, Jordana. I have a group of guys that we have been for the last number of years. We try different fish fries throughout St. Paul and Minneapolis, and we will all pick a category and pick our favorite fish, our favorite batter, our fish favorite fries, and coleslaw. Yeah, so it's great. So the two this week that I want to share that I actually did come in from a listener is there, and I've been at both of them. There's a brewery that is off of University Avenue on the Minneapolis side, and it's called Urban Growler. And the two ladies that own the brewery are from Wisconsin, and they do a traditional Wisconsin fish fry. And what that means to be traditional in Wisconsin is that they actually use perch. So the fish is different. Yeah. And it's so they're smaller pieces, but they serve a basket of perch, and it was fantastic. And they have interesting sides, so you can get tater tots. So I actually ordered the tater tots, which were delicious. You have coleslaw. It's $20. So I'd have to say that the Urban Growler one is a little bit more on the steep end of the different fish fries around town, but it's a great environment you can sit outside in their beer garden if you'd like, and this weekend is going to be great. So you can go outside tomorrow night and do the Friday night fish fry. Yeah, it's great. And then the other one that I'm going to share is on the other side of town, and it's on the east side, and it is called Ob's Bar. And this one is known by fish fry enthusiasts from all across the state. I mean, whenever I have said, what's your favorite fish fry, or which one do you, everybody, Ob's is always on the list. Excuse me, Star Tribune came out with a list today. So did Pioneer Press. It's on both of them. It is an all-you-can-eat fish fry. They use cod. It is about as traditional as you can imagine. Mm-hmm. It's the coleslaw. It's the fries. All you can eat, and if you can eat more than one basket, hats off to you. And it's $14.95. Ooh. Yeah, it's $14.95, but head over to Ob's. So those are two on each side of the town. So tomorrow night it's going to be nice. You can eat inside at Ob's. They've opened the inside. Urban Growler, you can eat inside or outside. So continue sharing them, and I'll share them with next week. I'll share another fish fry as well. Yeah. And then you'll see a list that I put together, Jordana, of some of the different things that are going on. Things are loosening up a little bit. And are there any of them that really popped off that list for you?
Well, Todd, I want to talk about things that you can do outside, because Paul said it might be almost 60 degrees.
I know.
Weather is getting nicer. We can finally be outside. I feel like we're all getting sprung from this prison of COVID, although everybody still needs to social distance and wear their mask and take all the precautions. But tell me some things that we can do outside. I know the winter market is one of them.
Okay, well, yes. Okay, I'm going to start with the winter market. You know, people love the farmers markets, and there's a winter market that is going to be on Saturday. It's a short window. Once again, it's from 11 o'clock until 1 o'clock. Of course, it's totally free. They have different vendors. They have an outdoor market. It's in Northeast Minneapolis. It's on 2nd Street Northeast. And they're going to just bring everything outside. So it should be really a fun place to go. And they're going to have music. They're just different things for the kids. So head over there and buy some produce. Now, when it's free, when you talk about outdoor activities, Jordana, I want you to take a look at the Amazing Scavenger Hunt Adventure.
Oh, fun.
Yes. Now, this one, I really did my homework on this one because I ran across it and I thought, people want to get, you know, outside this weekend, like you said.
Yes.
And maybe explore the Twin Cities. Totally, you can maintain your, take your own little pod and socially distance, and you can, you know, be outside once again. So this is the Amazing Scavenger Hunt. I called the company, and it's from the, it's actually from the southern part of the United States, and they put these on, and it's an app you have on your phone. I actually talked to the owner, the guy that started this company. They were big, huge, amazing race fans, and they're mm-hmm. big travelers, and so they put on this scavenger hunt. And it's, once again, it's on your phone. You can, it's $44 for a team of 2 to 5 people. It's the, you start at U.S. Bank Stadium, and it takes you on a trip throughout the Twin Cities, and with little clues and little games that you play. And I said, is it something, you know, for kids? Is it for adults? Mm-hmm. He said that it has been very popular for, you know, families, for a group of friends that want to get together and, you know, do something kind of different. So check it out.
That looks super fun. If I were home and healthy, this is definitely something I would be doing with the kids. It's outdoors. And even if people, this is one of those activities where you say, let's go on a scavenger hunt, and they roll their eyes at you. And by the end, they're super into it. And everybody is working on a team. So this is a fantastic activity. I would highly recommend this.
Yes, I would too. And, you know, I'm hoping if anybody does do it, I would love it if you'd reach out to me and let me know how, you know, how it ended up. So that sounds kind of fun to me as well. Now, do we have time for one or two more?
Yeah, go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Okay. People are always, once again, looking for activities, things to do with your family, and maybe that, you know, you're trying to get your kids out of the house. And once a month, the Minneapolis Walker Art Center is mm-hmm. open and totally free, and they have the free first Saturday of the month. Now, I've filmed this for Fox in the past, and it is really a fun event because they do different themes and they do different activities for the kids every single time they do this. And the galleries, like, open, you know, free admission. They have art making. They have different games for the kids. So it's a completely family-friendly option, and they have snacks that you can, you know, purchase. So if you want to feed the kids as well when you're there, and it's from 10 o'clock in the morning till 3 o'clock, and it's, you know, just head out, you know, have fun. You can go walk around the sculpture garden at the Walker, go inside with the kids, give them a little culture. So that would be definitely a pick. And I've been there and I've done it, and I'm definitely an advocate of it. So that to me sounds like a great time.
Now, we've done this numerous times.
You have.
We've been at the Walker and we do love it. Obviously, before I got sick, let me tell you, the burger they have, this is why my children want to go at the restaurant at the Walker. Apparently this is the best burger that they've ever eaten. And whenever I say, let's go to the museum, they're all for it because they want to eat the burgers.
Yeah, I've had it. They're right.
Amazing. Yeah, apparently it's amazing.
It's really, really fantastic. Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about a fun day of it. You know, go over to the Walker. And don't you agree? The Walker is just a fun place to mow your road.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the light in the Walker, you know, it's, you feel like you're outside when you're not necessarily. It's just, it's so beautiful. Yes. Please go to the Walker.
Yep. I know. So that's definitely fun. So I think we have some really fun options.
Yeah.
Of course, it is St. Patrick's Day is coming up, so I'll be sharing some different activities.
Yay.
A lot of the breweries are doing some, like, fun things, and there's, you know, some benefits that are happening too. So I'll be sharing those throughout the month. And then also during Lent, the different fish fries. So keep the ideas rolling on in.
And I have already posted all of Todd's suggestions on the Paul and Jordana Facebook page with the links. So you can see everything that he has recommended. You didn't have to be writing it down if you're out and about walking or you're driving. Todd, always great to talk with you. And I'm hungry for fish fry. I know you and I are taping this a little bit early, but I'm hungry for fish already in the morning.
I am too, man. I love it. I love the fish fries. All right. Have a great weekend and get outside and enjoy this wonderful weather.
You're the best. Be safe, my friend. Thank you.